Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome back to Michigan's Big Show, starring Michael Patrick Shields. I'm Kyle Malin, editor of MERS, filling in today for Michael Patrick on this last day of summer. We've been talking a lot about elections because we're only about a week away from absentee ballots being sent out, and so many people are voting absentee now. It's just a lot more convenient. You just never know what you're going to be doing on election day, and you don't want to forget. And some people are just excited. They're just excited about going out and voting, and there's a lot of information that's out there. One of the questions that it's going to be on the ballot is going to be Proposal 3. And this is the proposal that would put abortion as a legalized right. It would be a right for individuals to be able to receive an abortion. It would put it into the state constitution and obviously make the practice legal in the state of Michigan. There is several medical groups that are interested in seeing this pass. And one of the doctors from the Henry Ford Medical System that is on the other end of our line who would also like to see it pass is Dr. Gregory Goyert, and he is on the other end of the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having us on this morning.
So talk about why the medical field is moving toward a yes on Proposal 3.
Well, passage of Proposal 3 will allow us to keep the rights of Roe versus Wade and continue to be able to provide the very best care for our patients, both mother and babies. If we return to the laws of 1931, though, that means there's no mistake about it. Our patients will receive substandard care, experience increased severe maternal morbidity, and suffer a significantly increased risk of maternal death. That's why this proposal is so critical.
Now, I've heard opponents of this say that If this were to pass, you could have anybody with a medical degree, even a dentist, perform an abortion.
That's just not true. And I think it's important to clarify that enshrining reproductive rights, which is what the women of Michigan have now, doesn't speak to regulation, doesn't speak to other state laws that govern provision of health care. So that's just not true, and I think it doesn't serve the conversation well.
Yeah, because what you're saying is that this is a broad outline when you're talking about the Constitution. You're talking about the rights of individuals and the right of reproductive freedom is in the Constitution, but that doesn't mean that it's carte blanche and it's the wild, wild west. There are still rules and regulations that are in law that would dictate what a doctor can practice.
That's exactly right. And healthcare is one of the most highly regulated, for good reason, activities in our society. And whether or not it's at the local, state, national level, there are regulations, rules, procedures that have to be followed in order to provide healthcare.
Do you have kind of a rough idea the percentage of abortions that take place in hospitals and doctors' offices compared to like a Planned Parenthood or something like that? And I'm asking because I'm just curious of what kind of impact this type of proposal will have on a hospital system like Henry Ford.
The vast majority of pregnancy terminations occur in the outpatient setting, and well over 90% occur before 16 weeks. However, you know, sometimes we forget to look at some of the downstream consequences of returning to pre-Roe laws. And you remember back in August where we had that 72-hour interlude where nobody knew exactly what was legal medicine to practice. So, for instance, if a patient's having a tragic miscarriage and is bleeding heavily, the 1931 law demanded that patients be near death before her providers could treat her. Or if a patient has an ectopic pregnancy, a pregnancy in the fallopian tube, they can also be life-threatening. The question was, can we provide evidence-based care without fear of a felony charge? So there's all these other downstream consequences that passage of Proposal 3 will further make our patients safe. And what it really boils down to is Proposal 3 keeps medical decision-making in the hands of women in collaboration with their health care providers, which is the same right that all male Michiganders enjoy, instead of having these decisions in the hands of, think about it, of a legislature that was convened 90 years ago.
Well, and I know when Roe versus Wade got overturned earlier this year, there was a lot of confusion in the healthcare industry before Governor Whitmer was able to put her suit out there and get put the brakes on the 31 law for now. But there was a lot of confusion, and there were some health systems who were like, we can't provide an abortion right now because we're afraid of prosecution.
That's exactly right, because, you know, all healthcare providers operate in a system where, you know, we've talked for years about the medical legal crisis and things like that. This is a separate issue. First of all, we've disenfranchised our patients. Second of all, we're not talking about a medical legal malpractice suit. We're talking about felony charges for providers, and not just physicians, but the entire healthcare team. And understandably, that had a very chilling effect, because there was just no clear guidance for that 72-hour window.
Dr. Goyer, though, as we're looking at this Proposal 3, one could say that shouldn't we just have some just restrictions put out before voters, like abortion up to 16 weeks, except in cases of emergency or rape or incest or something like that, as opposed to this proposal, which some could argue that without regulations, this would allow for abortions right up to birth?
Absolutely not. And I'm glad you raised that issue, because Proposal 3 says nothing of the kind. The language is, you're right, broad. However, there's clear-cut language in the constitutional amendment that allows regulation after the point of fetal viability. So this notion that this proposal would allow abortions right up to the moment of delivery is just not true. And it's a scare tactic. And it's not fair to the voters of the state of Michigan that they have all this false information out there that they have to kind of try to wade through.
Dr. Gregory Goyard, he is with Henry Ford Medical System. Appreciate you coming on and being on Michigan's Big Show today.
Thanks so much, Kyle. Appreciate it.
I'm Kyle Malin, editor of the MERS newsletter, with Tony Cuthbert on the other side of the glass, keeping you company this week while Michael Patrick is in sunny Belize.